welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share with you today and the next few days, He directed me to Psalm 91. And I'd like to begin by reading the first three verses of that beautiful psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I'm going to stop there, and what I'd like to focus on is a portion of that verse 3, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Now, there's a use of words like snare and fowler that we don't use commonly in our everyday language. I'm reading from the King James Authorized Version, which is my Bible. And that word fowler means basically someone who seeks, catches, or kills wildfowl. And basically, I guess you could say, in other words, He is the Lord Himself will rescue you from every treacherous lure. He will rescue you from the hunter's trap and whatever specific trap the enemy might be laying for you. And we're going to see, as we spend a little bit of time together, one of the very common snares, one of the traps that the enemy has always been very successful in dealing with people, and I'm going to be sharing that with you. But this, the use of the word fowler is basically the just a pseudonym, if you will, for the enemy who is seeking to trap us in any and every way he can. But thank the Lord for the promises of His Word. What for it says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you, beloved brother and sister, no temptation, but such as is common to man, who will not suffer you to be tempted above ye are able, but will, with the temptation, make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. There's so many thoughts and so many meanings contained in that verse, but what the Lord is assuring you and I of, brother and sister, that the things we all go through, you're not alone in the trials you experience. First of all, we have to remember that Jesus was tested in all points as we. He knew every kind of temptation, yet He did not sin. And so the things that we go through, we often feel sometimes we're the only one. We feel so isolated, so alone, and so down. And even though we may know, well, you should be calling someone to stand with you in prayer, or perhaps writing in to have me agree with you in prayer, yet there's such a discouragement and oppression and depression that sometimes we don't take action, and we just stay in that morass, in that deep pit of oppression and despair, without taking the way out that the Lord provides. First of all, we have to understand that Jesus, as I shared, He's gone through it. He is a high priest, a faithful high priest, who understands, who can relate to the feeling of our infirmities. And we all go through the same things in life, one at one time or another. But the beautiful promise of this verse is that he won't allow you to be experience a temptation or a testing that would be too strong for you. Oh, I know, sometimes it feels like it's too great a temptation, too strong a trial, but he has promised you might feel that way, but through the grace of God, you have the ability to overcome. And furthermore, he says, he with the temptation will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, that doesn't mean many times that immediately our circumstances are changed, but there is a way of escape. And that way of escape is found in Scripture. Let's look at another verse in Scripture found in Psalm 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, if we would measure our particular performance against this scripture, I'm afraid none of us probably would measure up as fully as we should. Of course, we do have to carry on our life, and so we can't continually, literally be praising God. But in our heart and in our spirits, we will have an attitude of praise and thanksgiving to God rather than murmuring and complaining and finding fault, which was one of the chief problems with the children of Israel as they wandered in the desert. So, what's the major deterrent that prevents us from praising God at all times? Some of the most powerful victories you'll ever have is in the midst of a battle if you can start praising God. I've had testimonies that have come in recently. They started praising God and God made a way of escape. But that deterrent is our soul nature. The Word tells us that we need to be transformed or changed by the renewing of our mind. So we need to have a transformed mind, which is the mind of Christ. And that means that our spirit man, our spirit nature, is going to have authority and rule over what our soul wants, what is natural to our soul, which is our emotions, our thoughts, our feelings. And so what I'd like to do as we go into this message is to concentrate on something that I would be willing to surmise that every one of us have done it, and that is, let me ask, have you ever felt sorry for yourself? Well, I certainly have to say I have, especially when I was unsaved. I think I took self-pity to an art form. It's so easy and very natural to be in a state and condition of self-pity and just feeling sorry for yourself, and really all you want to do is just kind of crawl under the covers or go into a cave. And self-pity, by definition, is pity for oneself, especially a self-indulgent dwelling on one's sorrows or misfortunes. Now, beloved, in any temptation or testing that we go through, God has given us one of the most beautiful gifts, and that is free will. We are able to make a personal choice. When we're going through a hard time, what do we choose to do? Well, we can respond in anger or bitterness or frustration or complaining, or secondly, we can look to God and thank Him by faith for His power and grace to go through that trial. There's another scripture I'm going to share with you for those of us who, you might even now be experiencing some measure of self-pity. James 1, 2, and 3 says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. And, you know, as I shared, Jesus was tested and tempted in all points as we. He certainly experienced that temptation. There, in terms of some of his recorded words in the Gospels, it says he had no place to lay his head. At least most of us enjoy the security and comfort of a home, even if it's humble, even if it's just a room. I mean, there are times in years past, before I was married, that's all I had was a room. But I was grateful it was a roof over my head. Another time he said, how long must I suffer you? He was speaking to his disciples, and a man, a father with a lunatic son, had come to him and said, Master, please help my son. Your disciples can't cast out this demon. So Jesus said, oh, how long must I suffer you? And he cast out that demon. And he said, it's because of, they asked him why they couldn't do it. And he said, because of your lack of faith, howbeit some, these kind come out not only by prayer, but by fasting. And so the temptation, beloved, I want you to know, is not a sin. Temptation that comes against you is not a sin. What is a sin is giving into that temptation. And self-pity is basically an attitude that is not in accord with the Word of God. It's actually a sin of mental attitude. It's a denial of the biblical principle of Romans 8:28 that all things are working together for good. And you know, I just, as we're approaching the end of the broadcast, I just want to stop right now in the teaching, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I know there are some of you listening that really need to hear this message, and beloved, whenever I preach, I'm preaching primarily at myself. It's always good to hear God's word repeated over and over again. Father, I want to pray now for those who are going through this particular kind of battle. And Father, you said in your word that we're to have the mind of Christ and that all things are working together for our good, that we're to have the praises of the Lord continually in our mouth and to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trial of our faith is causing us to come forth as pure as gold. And I pray now for brothers and sisters who are in this battle, and I rebuke the spirit of self-pity. And I thank you, Lord, for the ability to be able to look to you for the grace and strength they need. And Father, that you will give them resolutions, solutions, answers. You'll make a way of escape, that they'll be able to be victorious in this particular trial, in the mighty and precious and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, my time has come to an end. I do invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on. And also, if you need extra prayer in this area or have other needs, know that I'm here for you. The announcer will give our contact information. Just drop me a note, an email, and I'll be happy to stand with you in prayer. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.